Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, family. Grace and peace. Happy Sunday.
Happy
beginning.
Sunday,
family. Amen. Amen. Well, okay. Welcome to another episode of the Sound of Living Water. Joe is the Commonwealth of Israel.
Yes.
Today, for the
Sunday.
Hello.
Can we ask
you? Right.
Shalom.
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 You can hear us clearly, Brother Isaiah.
Y'all knew it was me? Yeah, I hear y'all good. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Okay, yeah. You sound crystal clear.
Yeah, you do. I just muted everybody's mic. It's a lot of people on
the line. I spent a lot of money on these headphones. It better sound crystal good. These Bluetooth, nah. So I'm ready to go.
Amen.
You ready to go, Jude?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. What? So Sister Rhea asked if she could read.
Oh, that's cool. I thought the text message yesterday was for today and yesterday. I guess she was talking about the precept. I thought she was talking about reading. I'm sorry.
No. She wanted to read for the precept this morning.
Right. Okay.
You should see her eyes, man. She's like, she's so hungry.
What? Yeah. Why do I always got to tell everybody when you think I'm feeling or saying right now? You're looking at me like, you should see her eyes. She's so hungry. Like, I'm looking at you like, what is this?
Let's go. I'm hungry.
How about she looking at me, her eyes are so hungry. Wow.
Oh, you know, I'm just like, you know, like.
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a Who is Melchizedek? This is what we're going to identify today. We're going to try to put some light on him. He's been throughout the scriptures the whole while. He just never really gave his stuff a full identity. He said, you know what? In the scriptures testify of me. So if you really want to know, you'll search them out. So we're going to give you these teachings, right? So that you can really go search them out on your own time. And what he showed of you after you get this cheat sheet will reveal after this, from this point on, what he showed you in the scriptures should be so much next level. Because once he opened up, once he showed you who we are, you got to go to the next level. Right. Let's look at this.
I want to tell Brother Isaiah this too. Brother Isaiah, I looked this up because we were trying to discuss yesterday when the last time he did this precept. So I looked it up on the Sounds of Living Water. So the last two times he did this precept you read for him. So I was like, I said this time I would like to read this Sunday morning brunch. So can I read for you? He said sure, babe. But I looked it up yesterday. So, Brother Isaiah, are you okay with that? Because if you're not okay, because, you know, like I told my husband last night, you're the men, you're the head. So if you want to read today and you feel that, then you read today in Jesus' name.
You know you're going
to
be polite.
No, I don't. He don't have to be polite with me. If he's feeling that and he want to read, he can read. But I did look at it. I'm just being honest with him. I did look it up yesterday.
Yeah.
And we listened to it yesterday. Yeah, the last two times you did it. So,
yeah.
Brother Isaiah, is
way
it okay?
Back. Way back.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Can you
hear you?
Okay,
now?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the phone was on mute. Excuse me. You know, just the whole normal thing. Y'all even made a meme out of it. Y'all have an Isaiah moment. So this is Isaiah moment. Y'all made that into a meme. Thanks a lot, Joe. but okay. So sister, repeat every single thing you just said, sis. Okay, repeat every single thing you just said. I got my headphones on now.
Repeat it again. Okay. So yesterday when he told everybody he was going to do this precept today, I looked it up. He's like, well, babe, when's the last time I did it? So I looked it up on the Sounds of Living Water. He did it twice. But the two times that he did it, even last year, just last year in September, I think, you read for him those two times. So I said, well, babe, can I read for you tomorrow? This is a Sunday morning brush. He's like, sure. But then, you know, you're on and you're so ready to go. You're like, you're ready. I got new headphones, this and that. So I'm just asking you, if you really want to do this, then that's fine. Because like I told my husband last night, the men are the head. So you're the head. He's the head. You're the head. You're men. If you're really feeling this and you're off this weekend, go ahead and do it, brother. I could do it some other time. If not, if I can, amen. It doesn't. And then my husband said, well, you know he's going to humble. No. Yeah, humble your spirit, but I'm saying, feeling this, and you want to read, go ahead, because I am obedient. I'm so obedient, but I really want to read.
Amen. Okay, can I say this? I'll say this. I don't even think that went on Friday, did y'all?
No.
Did I do a precept Friday?
It was a storm, yeah, and we didn't know what time he was coming back because he was working, so yeah.
Yeah, so y'all didn't do one Friday, right?
No, sir.
Well, then this could be for that then, you know. No, y'all do y'all thing. I can do the opening reading. If I do the opening reading, I can get my yelling in, and then I'll just mute out and let y'all do y'all precept. You know, it's the whole thing is, you know, no, please read, because I want to say something right here. You know, but no, just basically, you know, just showing the platform that we actually do on the Sounds of Living Water. You know, hopefully this will make other people want to step up and read, you know. Shouldn't just be only two people. So it'll be an honor to step back and let somebody else take care. Well, be the armor bearer for the morning breakfast brunch. So I can do the beginning reading for the precept, and then y'all can just do y'all thing, and I can mute my phone out. So that'll be perfectly fine.
That's a
good point, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, it's a very great point. Yeah, so I do the beginning reading, and y'all can go ahead and tear the scriptures up to shreds. As always, pure razor blades and lemon juice. Do y'all thing. All right,
brother, let's go. All right, let's open this up and let's get started.
All right, amen. 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 All right, if possible, if you could face east towards Jerusalem, all sisters, please cover your head. Our brothers, please uncover your head. And then we're going to get into the precept for the morning breakfast brunch. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night show of knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto the sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The reading was taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our Father, we are in heaven. Father, be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts as we give our debts to. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy on our forefathers and spiritual gifts. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and our family. Father, have mercy on them that come to me, God, with the light and blessings because they see your life and kindness on us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children. Father, have mercy and give us mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with knowledge and understanding and faith. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with knowledge and understanding and faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Your mercy and do it forever. Amen. Well, once again, everybody, we want to say welcome to another Sunday morning breakfast. Job Israel, come up to Israel today. Reading with Raya Serene Israel, come up to Israel. We're dealing with who is Melchizedek. We did touch a couple of things on. We did a precept two times. One is we didn't do this precept. We did this one actually one. Who is Melchizedek? We have done a precept called the Melchizedek priesthood. That's the difference. That's the difference. And then you have who is Melchizedek. You have that. You see, so those are two different conversations. So this conversation is actually who he is. And this is what we're going to get into. So with that being said, we're going to dive into the scriptures. Let's go right into Genesis chapter 14 and 17 when he's introducing to the scripture. And most of us heard them at this point that actually have researched the scriptures.
Genesis.
Yes, Genesis 14 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us that research the scriptures have ran into this man. But who is he? Where did he come from? What do we have to do with Abraham and the patriarchs? Who is this guy?
He just jumped on the scene like out of nowhere. But that's not really the case. Start there, read.
Genesis 14. And which verse?
17.
Genesis 14, verse 17 reads, "And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer."
This is Abraham. Sodom and Gomorrah was taken into captivity with Lot. And when Abraham heard it, he put his army together and they went and got, so when it got Lot from among the captives. Lot was his cousin, or his nephew, one of those two nephews. And he wanted to say, it wasn't nothing. It didn't have anything to do with Sodom and Gomorrah. It had everything to do with him being flesh and blood.
Amen.
But at this time, something take place. Read on. Something amazing.
Amen. The middle of 17. "And the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dell, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine."
So who is this guy? He's Melchizedek. Where his name come from? He's not in the lineages. When you read the three lineages of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, his name ain't there. There's no such thing as a Melchizedek, nothing. Who is this person? Where did he just come from? Like, just jumped out here on the scene, you know? And he came with bread and wine. Sound like somebody M.O., huh? Exactly. The one that say, "I'm the bread from heaven, and this is my blood." What is he doing? Keep reading.
"Amen. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God."
He's the priest of the Most High God.
The priest of the Most High
God. He's the priest of the Most High God. So his God is the Most High God, and he's the priest of that God.
Amen.
Right? That's what he just said. Read it again.
Amen. Genesis 14 and 18 reads, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God."
So he's a king. Amen. He's a king that's a priest of the Most High. So you mean there's a king that's a priest that has a being that's above him? That's what he just said. A lot of us get caught up on this Melchizedek, but we missed the point that he said he's the priest of the Most High. He's a king, and he's still a priest, and he's still a servant. Are we reading this? Yeah. He's still a servant. And what did he do? Read on.
Amen. Verse 19. "And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth."
Of the Most High. So he just testified of him again. Of the Most, not of himself, of the Most High God. So he's an intercessor between God and man. Whoever this guy is, he's an intercessor. Read on.
Genesis 14 and 20. "And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all."
So tithes go to a building. Yes. Tithes go to the priest.
That's right.
That's all to it.
Amen.
So that's what you do with it. You don't give it to the street. That ain't how it ride. You give it to the priest. And then it's for, like your brother Nakomi, not Nakomi, but brother Miles said, it's for whatever they decide to do with it because that's their height.
Right.
You're not supposed to muzzle off.
Amen.
That's their height. You're supposed to get tied to your priest.
Amen.
Or else he going to go find a job. And, you, and he won't be your priest. He won't be able to teach you.
Right. Teach. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1. He said this. He said, he's the priest. He's the king of Salem.
right? The king of Salon, because E is not relative here in the Phoenician alphabet. All right? This is a vowel sound in Latin. So it's Salem, but actually it should be in the Arabic sense, more Hebrew, and it should be said Salam, which means peace be unto you. So he's the king of Salam. And some of us interpret that as Shalom, which means peace be unto you, but that's Yiddish. This is the correct way you really say it. And I was, my brother would be like, I had a brother going off on me. He said, why you say Salam? I said, because that's who Melchizedek is the king of. Why are you tripping? And it's Shalom and this, that, and that's nah, you stereotyping. That ain't the end of the story. You got to keep reading. Anyway, Hebrews 7 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 7. Can you say verse 1?
Hebrews 7 and 1.
Amen. Hebrews 7 and 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who made Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
We just read that story. Continue, because he came with bread and wine. Let's keep that in mind.
Hebrews 7 and 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
So we above Abraham now. That's what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation, king of righteousness.
King of the Jews.
King of righteousness.
King of Israel.
King of righteousness.
So it's not going to matter where your lineage out of. He's the king of righteousness.
Right.
He's not the king of you.
Amen.
He's the king of righteousness. You could be, it don't matter what tribe you out of, Jack.
Amen.
If you ain't righteous, you don't get to see him or the Father. We don't.
Amen. Hebrews 7 and verse 2. To whom Abraham also gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually.
So he's without father and mother, so where is he? Who is this? Not have without descent, so he's not of this earth, he's not of the lineage of man, because he don't have a descent, right?
Yeah.
So he just came out of nowhere. He like walked into time. You know, in the word of God, he just stepped in time. That's what it would appear. Then he said, having neither beginning of days. So this isn't an angel, because the angel got a beginning.
That's right, amen.
So, nor end of life. So we know this is not an angel because angels are going to be cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death. So this is God that's a priest unto the Most High God. That's who he was when he met Abraham. He's the priest of the Most High God, and he was God.
Priest of the Most High God.
So he was the priest of the Most High God. And how is God a priest of God unless he's testifying of another right here in the scripture?
Say that again. How is God what?
He was testifying of the Father right here.
Mm-hmm.
He was the priest of the Most High God. So he was already testifying more than one in the Godhead. Because he's God.
Amen.
So he's the priest of the Most High God. God is just the identification of a species. You know, like human. Human is a singular for a species, which happened to be man, which is a singular, but yeah, it's a plural. You know, God is a uniplural word, which is singular, but it's more than one family, like church. Church got more than one member. Same thing. So it's like a species identification purpose, but we're even going to get more to this identification of this species because he is a Kesedek. Remember now, we don't have that lineage in the Chronicles or in Ham, Shem, and Japheth. So there's no chronicle of Chesedeks in the earth. So he had to be God because he had no records of him. Look at this a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Genesis chapter 14 and 18.
Mm-hmm. Genesis 14 and
18. And let's read that again.
You said Genesis 14 and 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis chapter 14 and 8, verse 18 reads, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God."
Okay. And he's the priest of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Verse 19.
That's good. Let's go right into Exodus chapter 33 and 18. So he's the priest of the Most High God. So if I'm the priest of the Most High God, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Testify that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
So God is testifying that there is a God. Yeah. Exodus 33 and 18, one verse when you receive the read.
Amen. Exodus 33 and 18 reads, "And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory."
Okay, now this glory is Moses asked, is the glory that he had before time. This is what Melchizedek looked like. This is his glory. Remember now, he's the priest of the Most High God. So why would Moses ask to see his glory?
Amen.
Right? Okay, let's look at that. Let's go into St. John chapter 17 and 1.
Amen.
17 and 1, he says, show me your glory, right? Okay. St. John 17 and 1, will you receive it, read?
Amen. John 17 and 1. "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said," my favorite, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou has given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was."
See, that's the priest of the Most High God. Right there. That's the glory he's talking about. That's what Moses wanted to see right here.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to see this priesthood. Because he was already explaining to him the priesthood. He already knew about the Melchizedek priesthood because he introduced the Melchizedek priesthood to him when he said, Abraham. He told him about the story of Abraham and Melchizedek. Right then and there, Moses got the story that he was Melchizedek.
Amen. Amen.
So it's not a mystery that Moses knew that he was Melchizedek, that he was actually talking to him. See, we're going to get rid of the ideologies of the names that we stand. Even though Moses is talking to Jehovah here, that was really Melchizedek. So every time we see that, we're going to say, that's Melchizedek, and you're going to see it.
Amen.
You're going to see who he is. You're going to see it. He says, show me your glory. He asked Melchizedek did. Why? That's the next question. Okay. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17:1.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your glory. Matthew 17:1. When you receive it, read.
Amen.
What is the candidate glory?
Amen. Matthew 17:1 reads, and after 6 days.
The Bible calls 6 days of what? From when he said, let there be light, or Adam?
Amen.
I'm asking if that's rhetorical.
Adam. Right.
Because this is about Adam.
That's right.
Okay, so read it again.
Matthew 17:1 reads, and after 6 days.
Keep that in mind.
Right, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain.
The firmament. Or the second heaven.
Okay.
Or in the cloud. Read on.
Verse 2, Matthew 17:2. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
See, that's what Melchizedek, that's what Melchizedek look like.
Okay.
That's what they look like right here. Okay? They shine as the sun, and their raiment is just as bright. Okay, so when Moses said, show me your glory, this is what he was looking at. But he couldn't see his face. Well, the disciples already busted that because they already seen his face, but they never seen this part of him. Then they seen his part of him. They're like, oh, man, we better not never make a picture of this. We got to go to sleep with this in our head. That's a super secret. That's a secret that went in time, just like that with the disciples. They all died with that secret without making one face of him. And they all saw it.
Amen.
Anyway, so now we see the Melchizedeks are light. So you got light being from the beginning of time, you know. But this would make the Melchizedek the Alpha, right? Of all time, right? This will make him the Alpha and the Omega. He's the Alpha of light of all time because he created light. So he'll always be in front of it. Light will never catch him. He will never catch him because he'll always be in front of it. We don't.
Amen. Hebrews 17:2 again reads, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto him, Moses and Elias talking with him.
Okay, good. Now we got Moses and Elias there. Okay, so Moses is the priest, right? He's a Levite. Okay, let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1:10.
Amen.
He says, show me your glory. Okay, we're getting bits and pieces of it. Revelation 1:10, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 1:10 reads, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. 7. 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks are one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about with the path with a golden girdle.
So that's how the Melchizedek's dressed. He have on a golden girdle. His, but this gold is from heaven. It's never been seen about.
Golden girdle.
Everything that So he ain't got no pot there.
That's right.
Nope.
Everybody put on a girdle.
Yep.
Men and women.
Tuck it in.
Tuck it in. They have men girdles and they have women girdles.
Put on a girdle.
Put that armor on, amen. Wet it out.
So the Kennedy.
Wow. With a golden girdle.
Right. So this is what the disciples saw on top of the mountain that was shining. Okay?
Yeah.
Read on.
Revelation 1 and 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
That's what they saw. They saw him turn into that. He turned into that in front of their eyes like, what? No wonder they fell on their face. He did that before. He did this before. That wasn't the first time he did that in front of somebody. You're going to read about it. Go ahead.
Amen. Revelation 1:15. And his feet, like as a fine brass.
We get caught up on that, you know, but it's so much more to the story. But yeah, that's a real point. Go ahead.
Revelation 1:15. And his feet, like as a fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters.
Amen.
And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
See that?
Amen.
He took the keys from death.
Amen.
So now he got the power of second death. Not only do he got the power of the resurrection, but he got the power of the second death. So once you cast into that, he got the key. He ain't coming out. Right now, a necromancer can dig you out depending on his strength. But when this takes place in the judgment, necromancer's going to be in the lake. So it ain't going to be none of that. He's going to have the keys. He's going to be locking that away forever. No dead is ever coming back. Ever. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Exodus chapter 33 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 33 and 18.
Exodus chapter 33 and verse 18, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Exodus 33 and 18 reads, And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee.
See, I told you that wasn't the first time he did that. That he revealed these things to the disciples. When the disciples saw him turn into the sun, his eyes went a flame of fire in front of them. You know, that had to blow their mind. This wasn't no animation back in the day. This is real. You know, like, if we were today, we'd be like, man, that was some type of animation. Where, you know, where is that at? How you do that? You know what I'm saying? What type of, you know, blue screen did you use? You know what I'm saying? You'd be like that. No. They didn't have this. It was right there on the spot. They were like, they either were in a vision or on some heroin.
Wow. Amen. Opium.
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 Or God.
Opium.
It's God.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Read them.
Amen. Exodus 33.
That had to freak them out. Go ahead.
Amen. Exodus 33 and verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, nor for there shall no man see me and live.
See that?
Okay, so he said,
but the disciples got a chance and live. He didn't show Moses his face and his glory.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples saw him in a vision. Mm-hmm. Moses actually seen him with his eyes.
But Moses had to be anointed with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, because he can't see the Father, because the Father is on fire. So the Moses seen him with his eyes. So Moses' eyes were on fire. That's why he could have had to put a veil on his face. Moses had to wear a veil.
Moses don't get into that part.
I know, but I'm just saying, because now you just said that Moses seen him, but the other, okay, right. That's why he had to put a veil over his face, because he actually seen him with his eyes.
He saw him with his
and
veil.
Became on fire.
Yep, he turned into him. But
right.
The disciples saw him in vision.
Okay.
That's
Amen.
The difference.
Mm-hmm.
But then he revealed his face to them in the vision. In real time, when it came to Moses, he didn't. Because he said, no man could see me and live.
And live, right.
So
right.
That must have been in real time. Because he revealed it to John twice. Because John, he revealed it to when John had said, and when he came, he had on his crown, he said, eyes of flame of fire and a sword in his hand, and that, yeah, so there was twice John referred to that. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, no, keep reading.
Amen. What did I stop there, baby?
Let me see. He said, no man can see my face and live.
Okay, so let me go back. So verse 21?
Yeah.
Okay, Exodus 33 and 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen.
Now,
Amen.
I just read all the way down to 23. And you know what?
What?
How come we didn't pay attention to he said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord.
Okay.
That's Melchizedek. He's the priest of the Most High God. So why Moses asked the Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, to show him his glory, right? Because Moses had to teach the Levites how the priest looked and acted. So he showed them. Let's go into Exodus chapter 34.
Exodus
34. Let's pick it up at 1.
Oh, what's it doing? Exodus
34:1.
Amen. Exodus 34:1 reads, and the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, and be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning into the Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount.
Now, he said, now I'm going to hew thee two tables of stone, like the first. I'm going to write upon the commandments. All right, which the ones you broke the first time. Now I'm going to give you the ones you broke. Now I'm going to give you some new. Can't break thee. See that?
And then new ones, he still wrote with his fingers, lightning.
Then they same way, but you can't break these.
Okay.
These ain't supposed to be broke. You broke the first one because you're big. He's upset. You know, who knew?
Wait a minute, but see how he broke the first set of commandments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord made it like, but the Lord did a second set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when the Lord told him to strike the rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he said he rebels. But he should have learned from the first this instant because he broke the commandment.
Still flesh.
So okay, still flesh.
But you see the consequences
mm-hmm.
more serious.
Mm-hmm.
See the consequence was serious. It was like boom, you're not getting to the kingdom.
Because you knew that.
Yep.
Because we already discussed it.
Yeah.
Right here when
yep.
you broke the Ten Commandments.
Period. Wow.
Now you're gonna do, and so there was no three strikes you're out. It was two strikes.
No,
you're
just
done.
One. Yeah.
It was just one.
It's no, because once you get it,
mm-hmm. and you understand,
mm-hmm. then you gotta do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no like, oh, I didn't know. Now you can't say I didn't know, but it's like saying that. It's like telling the light, the sun, to go back. Because all the darkness is gone.
Mm.
So you're saying, okay, well, you're going to try to pretend like you can't see now. You're, no, you can see everything. And you can't go back because the day already started.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't run back into the dark.
Okay.
Only thing you can do is bring your wickedness to the light.
Mm.
Right. Anyway, skip down to verse 8. No.
Exodus 34 and 29. Yeah. Okay. Amen. Exodus 34 and 29 reads, and it came to pass when Moses came down.
I'm sorry. I'm way ahead of myself.
Okay.
Just keep reading,
So Exodus 34 and 29?
No, Exodus 34 and 3.
Go back up to 3?
Yeah, okay. Start at 3 and just start reading.
Amen. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 3 reads, and no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mountains, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. Verse 4, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto the Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
See, that's not a business. That's the real deal. And he what?
Proclaimed the name of the Lord.
So that's not him. He's proclaiming them. He's the priest of the Most High God. So he's going to proclaim the name of the Lord. So he's teaching Moses how to proclaim the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so Moses went and taught the priest how to proclaim the name of the Lord. They ain't saying that the Lord, they are proclaiming the name of the Lord. That's what he did because he's the priest of the Most High God, like Moses and Aaron were.
Yeah. So they're announcing, declaring, pronouncing, publishing, trumpeting, professing, protesting, maintaining, blazing, asserting, broadcasting, and giving out the state that what?
That they're the priest of the Most High God.
That's what we're playing.
Yep.
Amen.
So this is the first. Read on.
Okay. Exodus 34 and 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, that will forgive me, verse 7, keeping mercies for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means, amen, clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and to the third and to the fourth generation.
There it is.
Oh my God. So keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that thou wilt by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and to the third and to the fourth generation.
Who is he talking about? Because he's not, he said the Lord God. He's talking, this is not a schizophrenic. He's not, he's talking as a third person here. He is the priest. That's Melchizedek.
Amen.
That's Melchizedek showing Moses how to be a priest. That's Melchizedek teaching Aaron the priesthood.
Amen.
Now, skip down to 29.
Amen. Exodus 34 and verse 29. Amen. Exodus 34 and 29 reads, and it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him.
See, that's the vision that...
Right.
That the disciples saw, but they heard the story, but they actually saw it, that Moses looked like God.
Exactly.
So when Moses came down, he had eyes of fire. What?
Amen.
What? His eyes, the countenance, because it said his eyes wasn't dim. So they started what? Glowing.
Amen.
We don't.
Amen.
I'm not trying to sensationalize this, but I have to ask the question, saying that his eyes were fire. We don't.
Amen. Exodus 34 and verse 30. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came not, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took off the veil. He took the veil off. He took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. Okay, so when he went in to talk to the Lord, he took the veil off. When he came out and said, when he put the veil back on. But when he was talking to the Lord, he took it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exodus 34 and 35 reads, and the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him.
There it is.
Amen.
So Moses turned into the actual being of God because he was in his presence and all his things and all his power. Okay, he said, show me that glory. Show me your glory. And Jesus said, yeah, no problem. I'll show you the glory that I have when I'm sitting before your God. And he did. John and them saw visions. This is what he had on here on his gold girdle and down to his fringes on. He had all that stuff on. And he passed by Moses.
Right.
Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3. We're going to skip around a lot in this chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and let's pick it up at verse 3. I mean, I really need you to keep up with this.
1 Corinthians 15 and 3 reads, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scripture.
Okay, so now we're talking about death and resurrection, right? This is what we're talking about, death and resurrection. This is the whole point. So the candidate priesthood is about death and the resurrection. Okay? It's a way that you get to the priesthood. And for the most part, it's through death. But not everybody's going to die. We're going to read that. But for the most part, because most of all the saints are dead, for the most part, they're going to receive the candidate priesthood through the resurrection. Okay? Let's skip down to verse 12 and continue. Two verses, 12 to 14.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 12 reads, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also vain?" Verse 15. "Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ."
Okay, now skip down to verse, because God raised up Christ. Right? Christ didn't raise himself up, the Father did. Skip down to 20. I want you to read it.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20 reads,
"Yes, ma'am.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept."
This is why we keep the feast of it.
Amen.
Because it's about the feast of the first fruits or the first resurrection. But Jesus is the first fruit of them that slept. That's what we were reading in Revelation chapter 1. He said, "I'm the first and the last." You know. And so that's him. He's the high priest. That's him that we saw. Okay? So he obtained the Melchizedek priesthood through the resurrection. All right? Okay. This is one thing. You're going to have to obtain the Melchizedek priesthood through the resurrection, whether you're alive or dead.
Amen.
You got to be resurrected, restored, resurfaced, rebuilt, brought back to life.
Amen.
You think you're alive now? You're in a dream until you open up your head. You're gonna see colors different.
Amen.
Where are we?
I just read 1 Corinthians 15, and I left off at 20. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 21. "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then it cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have to put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him."
See, there was the Father again, which he is accepted or accepted. He was the offering that was, and he is.
Amen.
Okay, so now he's submitting everything to the Most High God. Watch this. Read on.
In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 28. "And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all."
There was a Father.
Amen.
That's the Most High God. That's the one that Melchizedek is the priest of, because he brought all things to him. You see that? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into
No, skip down to 35 and continue.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, you said 35?
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians 15:35 reads, "But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him."
See, you're going to get his body, the one that turned into that glory, the one that he gave Moses. You see that? Read on.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:39. "All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another flesh of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the star, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption."
So the resurrection of the dead is that we all going to shine, but we're going to shine differently. Some of us are going to shine as bright as the sun, and some of us are going to shine as bright as the moon, and some is going to shine as bright as Pluto or some farther star. But we're going to shine. And that's the resurrection. That we should turn into the energy that we are built on, which is what we putting inside of us, which is the word of God, which is the fuel that light our fire.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1.
Amen. Revelation 1.
No, Revelation, yeah. Revelation 4 and 1. Forgive me. 4 and 1.
Amen. Revelation 4:1 reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and the one sat on the throne."
So that's one. That ain't both of them. That's one that sat on the throne. Read on.
Amen. Verse 3. "And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold."
Okay. So now we have here that the Lord is showing us that around the thrones are colors, you know, rainbow. But he told us that we're going to shine differently, right? So if you shine a purple, then your rainbow is going to look different. If you shine green, then your rainbow is going to be a different color. You see, so this is the Melchizedek priesthood that he's presenting to the world. Not only do you get your own throne like he got, like he's showing you, because that's the priesthood of the Most High God that's sitting on that throne right there. That's him. Okay, now that's the Most High God. The priesthood of the Most High God is trying to get us to him. That's the one right there. Now, he's showing us. Now, this is the end game. If you're trying to get to here, this is where you want to be. And I'm going to give you your own personal rainbow. And it'll be all in pureness and heart. It won't have no, it won't be tainted with the world of what the rainbow means today.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation 5 and 1. So we got one on the throne sitting on the throne, and the throne is doing all kind of things, thunder and lightning and all that kind of stuff. But we got the Most High on this throne. That's all we have. Okay? So this is the Most High God. So now we need to find the priest of the Most High God so we can solidify that this is the Most High God that Melchizedek testified of in Genesis chapter 14. Let's not lose sight of it, because that's exactly what he did. Revelation 5 and 1. When you receive it, read.
And in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne the book written within, and on the back side, sealed with seven seals.
Now, let me reiterate this to you people. This book don't look like nothing like we have on this planet. Mm-hmm. It's sealed with seven seals. It's made with the material of heaven, not earth. So man couldn't touch it if they want to. It would be way too high because being the heaven is made of fire.
Amen.
So those seals have to be bound by fire. That lets me know the book is fireproof. And the pages are on fire.
They have to be because he's on fire. His lips, his eyes, everything on fire.
And he's the only one that could look on it. But you mean that his eyes will have to be on fire.
Amen.
To even read the book. So man will never be able to look into the book because we don't have the eyes to even be able to subject it to even read the book. Our eyes would disintegrate if we opened the book.
Right, amen.
Yeah, it'd be like looking at the sun right up front, like you just have your face right on like a TV screen. Yeah, it'd be like having your face right up into the sun, like.
And then Revelation 5, verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book.
See, but eventually one was. So where was he? He was on his way. He was in between here and there. Go ahead.
Wait, walk on.
Yes.
Verse 3, and no man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
That's in Revelation chapter 1. They're standing in front of the one that got the girdle, right? Go ahead, read. Look what he did.
Verse 7. And it came, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
So they start worshiping him. Okay.
Having every one of them hearts and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints.
Uh-huh.
Revelation 5 and 9. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us into our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
He just solidified the Melchizedek priesthood. But man, so now that those come up in the first resurrection, they're part of the Melchizedek priesthood, not the Levitical. The Melchizedek priesthood is without lineage. It don't matter where you come from. It's about righteousness. That's why he's the priest of the Most High God. He's the king of righteousness and the king of peace, not strife and contention. So if he's the king of peace and the king of righteousness and has redeemed us unto our God out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, like I said, it wasn't about lineage. The Melchizedek priesthood isn't about lineage. It's about obedience. It's about righteousness. The only way you're going to see that lineage is that you come up in the first resurrection, and it's not going to make any difference what family you out of in a planet. Let's look at this. Let's go into Psalms 110 and verse 1.
Psalms 10 and 1 today? In verse 1 reads, "Why sittest thou far off from me? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doeth persecute the poor. Let them be taken into the vices that they."
Psalms 110.
Oh, 110. Sorry. Hey, I was reading.
I see you.
Okay. I'm on Psalms 10, so you said 110.
110. Well, at least she wasn't on mute. I heard that.
Okay, Psalms 110.
Yes.
And verse 1.
Yes.
Okay. Psalms 110 and verse 1 reads, "The Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, so I make thy enemies thy foot."
So now it's two sitting down in heaven. Because we saw one on the throne, now we see two. Go ahead. It's the same conversation, just a different dispensation. We get this in part. Go ahead. This is David's part of the story. John was telling his part of the story. Read on.
Psalms 110 and verse 2 reads, "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth." Verse 4, "The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek."
See that? So he said, "Come sit thou at my right hand, so I make thy enemies thy footstool," after he took the book out of his hand. And then he said, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." You see? Now, let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. Now, this is the conversation that took place in heaven that we didn't. We just saw. John showed us what he saw, but Hebrews was written by Timothy. So Timothy actually shows us what he heard.
Hebrews 1 and 1?
Yeah.
Hebrews 1 and 1 reads, "God, who at sundry times in a diverse manner spake in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he hath made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they." Amen. Verse 5. "For unto which the angels say he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be unto me a son." Verse 6. "And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Wait a minute. So he said this, right? But we didn't see that in Revelation chapter 5. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. But we see it happening, though. John showed us what he saw. Now go back to Revelation chapter 5 and pick it up at verse 11.
Amen.
One verse.
Revelation 5, amen. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 reads, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Verse 12, "Saying with a loud voice, worship."
So they sung.
I mean,
they all sing together. That all the angels of heaven worship him. Singing with a loud voice. They worshiping him now. All the angels of heaven, just like we read in Hebrews. Read on.
Amen. Revelation 5 and 12. "Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever."
Amen.
Amen.
They were the priests of the Most High God, and they were the Most High God, right?
Amen.
Okay, now let's go into Psalms chapter 45 and 1.
Amen.
Nope. No. Go to Hebrews 7 and 1. Because remember now, we're talking about the priesthood now, the Melchizedek priesthood. So we passed the Levitical priesthood, and we are all the way, the Melchizedek priesthood is established. So we see here now that he's anointed above his fellows. He got other people coming up in the first resurrection with him. That's going to be called priests of the Most High God. That's that thing that we read about in Revelation chapter 20. And I saw kings and priests sitting on thrones, and they're going to live and reign with Christ 1,000 years and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. With flesh and blood. That's the Melchizedek priesthood that's established. They're just not saying it. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 7 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Hebrews 7 and 1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 7. Oh, was I already answered? Hebrews 7 and 1.
Yes.
"For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, and to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth part of the spoil. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receiveth the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they came out of the loins of Abraham."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keep reading.
Hebrews 7 and 6. "But he who since is not counted from the received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that has the promises, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed for the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father, which Melchizedek met him.
Mm-hmm.
If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood,
for under it the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron?
See that? It's not about lineage now. It's about righteousness. You see that? The Melchizedek priesthood is established by righteousness. You got to be holy. Come on.
Amen. Hebrews 7 and 12. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
No more blood, no more sacrifices of bulls and of goats. Flesh and blood. Read on.
For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
See that? Come on.
Hebrews 7:15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of the Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life.
Resurrection. Go ahead. Okay.
Verse 17.
You attain the Melchizedek priesthood through the resurrection. Read on.
For he testifieth, thou art a... Is that priest?
Priest.
Oh, is that priest forever after the order of Melchizedek?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, amen. 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God.
Continue.
Verse 20. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this was an oath by him that saith unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
See that? He a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Levitical priesthood wasn't sworn by an oath. It was implemented.
Mm-hmm.
But the Melchizedek priesthood is established. And it's not about lineage because Jesus is out of the tribe of Judah. It's about righteousness. So we're going to hold here. We're going to finish this up. God willing, we live at another brunch, maybe next week. God knows. But all of that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we open up some understanding on the Melchizedek priesthood and that who is Melchizedek. You know, that's another thing, man. What's his purpose? We left so much on the table, but we only have so much time for what we have. So with all that being said, we're going to open up the mics, and if there's any questions or comments, feel free.
Amen. I'll open up the mics now. There we go. Okay.
No, she just not. We did all the clap.
We did all the
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Mary.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Mary, how do you feel after you heard that lesson yesterday morning, yesterday Sabbath? How do you feel right now?
What lesson? Was that Brother Joe did?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
Oh, I felt pretty good about that because I understand what he's talking about. Let me get back to my book. Sola. Sola. The big bang theory. Because I personally never believed that it was evolution, big bang. I don't believe in that. Never did.
You never believed in what, Sister Mary?
The big bang. Bang.
Uh-huh.
You You know, I just never really believed everything people said and went along with. I always needed somebody to say, well, this is why it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed.
Because if it don't make sense to me, I don't even listen to it.
Me neither.
And Sister Mary, this is the Melchizedek priesthood. Do you see yourself
in the
Do you see yourself in the Melchizedek priesthood? Do you see yourself in the Melchizedek priesthood?
You know what, Rhea? I'm trying my best to get in that book of life. Like I tell y'all all the time, if I get in that book and make it in first resurrection, I'm above already. That's what I'm trying to get there. And I know when I get there that he's going to be there as Melchizedek. And we already know that. But my job is to make sure that I get there.
Yeah, we know
he's
gonna be there.
Yeah, I know he's gonna be there. My job is to get there. And that's what I'm trying to do.
That's what you're going to do.
And these brothers is helping me on the way, and I thank God for them.
That's right, amen. That is it, amen.
Amen. Any more questions?
All in my telephone.
Okay. No questions or comments?
No, man. If they're all sitting there and they don't want to look at it, that must mean you did a good job breaking it down. Amen.
Well, there's no questions. Okay.
Good
laughing,
y'all.
Thank you, Miss
Neese.
You're welcome.
Brother Isaiah, my husband was, my king priest, my husband was talking about your lesson last night. He said, can you really listen to the title? He kept saying the title over and over again last night. Tell everybody the title of your precept this Thursday, Lord willing. Oh, my goodness.
I think he on mute again.
No, he's not. He shouldn't be.
He probably muted himself.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me double check. Okay.
All right. So, we want to thank everybody. Thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify them. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water, to do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Time
for the
Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
radio show.